Hi, Nicole Frigi here. My professional aspirations and social life were sabotaging my weight loss. So I used to know all the great local restaurants and bars. I was like an indie Zagat's. And if camera phones had been around any earlier, you could have watched my whole weight gain in food and drink pics on my Facebook page. On the professional side, I was busy climbing the corporate ladder. I was named one of Indy's best and brightest twice. And while I was winning friends and influencing people, I was setting myself up for diabetes and heart disease. All the networking, dating, and celebrating led to me gaining the 75 pounds and 75 inches that I've now lost over the last 2 years. And I went from a size medium up to a plus size 2X. I was ambitious and I justified my size because Oprah was successful. I was building my career, so I had to network, which meant business lunches, drinks after work, networking events with cocktails, and plenty of fundraisers with mass-produced desserts already on the table just waiting for me. I didn't even have the chance to say no. So don't even get me started on the office counter that had the bagels, the donuts, the cookies, the birthday cake. And I'm a stress baker, which means I was a contributor frequently of cupcakes. Now, beyond work, I was also dating. So I was meeting for drinks and then dinner and then dinner and drinks. And then if we were out really late, add Qdoba or hot box pizza on top of that. That's way more calories than I was burning running around the office, not to mention adding alcohol to totally slow down the weight loss process. And my social life, my girlfriends, I love you. And it has been so much fun celebrating all of your life milestones. But we ate so much cake and cookies and drank so much champagne at every engagement party, bridal shower, baby shower. The sugar just didn't stop, but it was so good. So these professional and social pressures really exist. And it's hard to avoid or abstain. Even when I was navigating the workplace hierarchy, searching for a soulmate, and celebrating with my friends, I knew if I wanted to get my health under control, I had to face the reality head on and realize that no one cares how hard it is and no one's going to change it for me. I had to figure out how to pack lunches and still have friends at work, or how to network over coffee instead of cocktails. As for dating in a healthy way, dating is hard enough, so I don't have advice on how to make that any easier, right? And for girlfriend get-togethers, I started being the one to bring the salad or the vegetables or the healthy protein dish. So instead of being frustrated with the reality, I knew my only alternative was either staying overweight or not losing the weight as fast as I wanted, if ever. So for periods of time, the sacrifices of weight loss were not worth the professional or personal trade. And that was okay for me. Just like missing a Monday is okay if you get back at it on Tuesday, prioritizing work, relationships, and friendships were right for me for a period of time. From 2010 to 2015, I was doing everything I could to reach my professional and personal goals. But I couldn't put my health on hold forever because sooner rather than later, it caught up to me. So please learn from my weight gains and losses during these last 15 years, and don't beat yourself up over prioritizing personal or professional goals ahead of your health goals. But please recognize that your habits compound over time, and the sooner you make healthier choices, the better it is for your mind and body. I found that being open about the years I just didn't have it together health-wise is better than pretending I did. I don't want you or someone you love to feel bad about their priorities. It would be better if we could just help each other along the way. We're all in this together.